saved a potential nugget.
Vijay, moving on, I want to talk about Vijay, the interviewer. You've done your share of interviewing successful people in the US and India. Give us an insight into the art of asking good questions. And the reason I ask is, we clearly are moving from a world where the premium is shifting from knowing the answers to asking the right questions, and everything else is a Google search away, as they say. So give us an insight into when you conduct these interviews, how do you think about framing the questions which elicit interesting answers?
When I started doing television work for Star Sports and commenting on a sport that I knew really well, it was still a challenge because I had not done television before in the so-called commentary or presenting format. But that was a challenge. But the positive aspect of it was the fact that I was dealing with a sport that I knew very well. Of course, I went on to do other sports thereafter. I did golf for many years. I did badminton. I did one of the anchors for the London Olympics and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So it taught me more and more and more as I did more of television work. Because obviously there's a lot more aspects to it than just commentating on the match or asking questions, because you've got a producer in your ear, you've got commercials to deal with, you've got segments to finish in a particular time frame and all of that. So there are a lot of other challenges that you work with, especially with live broadcasts, mm-hmm. because you're working with the aspects of time. Mm-hmm. Whereas in a show that you're trying to create with content, then you have the ability to edit,
yeah.
which in our sport we never had. The only thing you had was a second serve. So I think when I look at it that way, it gave me a good insight as to what I really need to learn and how to be able to draw the audience in as well. I think from a standpoint of being an interviewer and talking to a guest on the show, when I was doing television for tennis, I tried to mold myself a little bit more on the Dan Maskell style of commentary, who you was well before your time. But there was the great Dan Maskell, who, like Walter Cronkite and News in the US, who were very special when they did commentary. And they came from the aspect of less is more. Mm-hmm. When you are an interviewer, when you're a host of a show, the entire show is about the guest. It's not about the host, or it's not about the person asking the questions. And for me, whenever I had a guest on a show, it was never going to be a Q&A, and it was never going to be a monologue. It was always meant to be a dialogue. So the important thing is to be able to listen to the guest and be able to take questions and go from there as to what the layman would want to hear, the audience would want to hear. Yes, you have a string of questions in your head that you want to get to. But at the end of the day, it still needs to be a dialogue. So it makes the conversation more interesting, like a Larry King would have done on CNN mm-hmm. for many, many years. And that's what made him so popular, because he was John Doe. He was an everyday man wearing his braces and sitting there with someone across the table, be it John Lennon or be it a president or a prime minister, and just have a chat with him. And that's what it was meant to be. Similarly with the great Barbara Walters, who used to do mm-hmm. shows for ABC. And those kinds of things made it a lot more interesting, as opposed to saying, let me get a quick bite. Let me see what the guy's going to say. And or peppering him with Q&As constantly.
Sure. I was just curious about if there was something to do with the way the questions are framed, which often elicit the next level of insight. Mm-hmm. Is there any lessons to
Absolutely.
Make? So is there any insight into how you would frame the questions to get to the next level of insight than just the superficial stuff that often comes out in a lot of conversations?
It's almost like a tennis match. You know, when you end up getting into a rally, mm-hmm. you hit a particular shot, so you expect a shot back in a particular spot. Mm-hmm. And then you're able to deal with the next shot. In billiards, when the guy hits the red ball with his cue ball, he's able to actually position that cue ball for the next shot and prepare. Yeah. So he's positioned well that this is what he wants.
Right.
And similarly, in Q&A, it's not very different unless you've beaten that particular segment into the ground.
Right.
And you're not going to elicit the answer you want, so you leave it alone.
So it's an interesting point to see it as a sequence rather than just a one-off.
Yeah,
I guess it's a
exactly.
It's a flow and not a
exactly
not a string of dots.
The biggest takeaway for me here was the notion of less is more that Vijay alludes to. As I reflect on this in the context of my experiences as a search consultant in my previous company, where we would interview senior leaders, the one thing we would observe was that the interviewers that spoke the least often got the most insights out of a conversation. One of my colleagues would even take it to an extreme level and use the pause to great effect, where he would not say anything and he would fill the room with silence and let the other person break the silence and use that to precipitate all kinds of insights. Thank you for listening. For more, you could follow the Twitter handle Play to Potential.